where do you go from here? Well, we all know that setting goals and striving for them are not the same thing. We know that we can let many things interfere with putting our goals program into motion and keeping it there. A famous baseball player has a sign on his locker that says, "It's what you learn after you know it all that counts." The decision to move toward personal development and internal motivation is yours. Commit yourself to the attainment of your personal and professional goals. Keep this in mind. You're either part of your own plan or part of someone else's. It's your choice. Now, David Sandler explains how to work on your growth and development.
Next question.
This is a different question. It's not a role play question.
Oh, fine.
I've been struggling and listening to Scott and Mike and Craig, Tom. The question sort of is...
Everybody.
Yeah, yes. It seems that way.
Right.
How do you not stumble over yourself?
What do you mean? What does it mean?
Keep your tapes off. Stay unemotionally involved in a sales situation. A lot of people in here know it.
Everybody knows it. So, we all have the same problem. See what you're doing to it? You're making it universal. It's your problem, fella. Don't drag us to it. I don't need the problem. I don't have it. But people protect themselves.
Right.
We all have
you're
this
right.
problem, David cries on the school bus.
You're right.
Yeah, so it's just trash. You have to work hard at it. You have to do the attitude behavior journal. Got one? You know what that is? And if you don't get nervous. Keep your attitude behavior journal. Work on your eye. Right? Have goals. Can't you have a goal for tomorrow, as an example, that you'll try as best you can when you're in situations where you start to have trash? You talk about owning, and we talk about before the fact, and during the fact, and after the fact. The information is really all there. It is not easy. You know the other part of the program where I tell you not to, if you're going to eat an elephant, swallow it one piece at a time, don't swallow it whole. So if you've got whatever trash you have, pick out a particular piece of trash and go to work on it. I mean, you're looking at the trash keeper of the world. No kidding. When I came in this business, I had more trash than anybody in this room. I couldn't ask for money. I couldn't get people to make decisions. I didn't like people. I hated positive mental attitude. I mean, I hate people. I mean, not one at a time, but you watch 11 o'clock news, and how do you believe in people? I mean, you know, it doesn't come natural to me. So little by little, I worked on all of it. When I joined, came in sales, I couldn't talk to one person one-on-one. So I went Toastmasters. You know what Toastmasters is? You go to Toastmasters, don't have to be a public speaker, right? So you go to lunches with these people. Then your turn comes. You get 1 minute to talk about yourself, right? I sat in the bathroom all night. Petrified that I would have to get up and talk for 1 minute about myself. Winston Churchill, do you know he was a stutterer? And he overcame that to be one of the greatest orators of our time. I hope you've liked this program. You've worked hard, and I've worked hard. But 23 years ago, I wasn't born to do this stuff. I learned how to do it for a minute, then I learned how to do it for 2 minutes, and then 5 minutes, and 10 minutes, and now it's hard to stop me. But, you know, nothing comes easy when you start to deal with trash, but you have to be willing to pay the price, and it's going to be very, very painful. And every time you face the pain, you're going to want to bail out.